The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
Today I'll be reading from The Good Path by Thomas Peacock and Marlene Wazuri. Chapter 1, Honor the Creator. The Creator's Vision. This is the Ojibwe story about the creation of the universe, the stars, the planets, the earth, and humankind. It is a beautiful and ancient story, many thousands of years old, and was told to Ojibwe children long before the coming of Europeans to North America. In the telling of the story, children learn the value of honoring the Creator. The Creator's Dream. All stories have a beginning. In the beginning, there was nothing in the universe but the Creator, Gitche Manitou, Great Spirit, the Great Mystery. The Creator is all-powerful and all-knowing. The Creator is everywhere and in all things. In the beginning, the universe was dark, and when the Creator would send out a voice, it would return without being heard by another being. The Creator was lonely. Then the Creator had a dream, a vision, and it was a beautiful dream. In it, the Creator saw all the things that would be created. The Creator's dream was a universe full of galaxies, stars, moons, and planets, of the sun, moon, and earth. The Creator saw earth with its oceans, forests, deserts, mountains, plains, valleys, lakes, and islands. And the Creator saw all kinds of flowers, trees, grasses, and other plants that were here to live on earth. The Creator saw all the beginnings of earth, the four-leggeds, birds, fish, and creatures that crawl. The Creator saw how all the living things on earth were born, grew, and died. And the Creator also saw how new life was born when living things died, so that the circle of life would continue. The Creator heard all the sounds of the earth, the crashing of waves, the rumble of volcanoes, the thunder, and the wind. The Creator heard the sounds of all the animals for the first time, the roar of lions, the chatter of monkeys, and the beautiful voices of songbirds. The Creator's arm reached down and felt the wind and the rain, and the Creator felt the emotions of the creatures on earth for the first time as well. Love, hate, jealousy, wonder, contentment, sadness, happiness, fear, and courage. The Creator thought about the dream and tried to understand what it all meant. The Creator fulfills its vision. First, the Creator made all the kinds of weather. First, the Creator made all the kinds of wind, water, rocks, and fire, and the Creator breathed onto them and gave them life. Each of these substances was given some of the Creator's power, and that power became its soul. Wind was given gentleness as well as howling. Water was given calmness and the ability to crash into large waves. Fire was given warmth and the ability to destroy. Rocks were made from the smallest grains of sand to the tallest of the tall mountains. From each of these four substances, the Creator made all of the galaxies, stars, planets, and moons of the universe. Then the Creator made our sun, moon, neighboring planets, and finally, our Earth. Our beautiful Earth was filled with oceans, lakes, rivers, and streams. And the Creator made all the kinds of land, mountains, plains, forests, and deserts. All of the things of the Earth were given a reason for their existence, a purpose. Then the Creator made all the plants of the Earth, and there were four kinds: vegetables, trees, grasses, and flowers. Each was given life and made to partake in the great circle of life that is birth, growth, death, and rebirth. The Creator put everything in its places on earth, where they would be most beautiful and useful to each other. Then the Creator made all the animal beings, birds of all kinds, whales and fish, reptiles, amphibians, and mammals. For the first time, animals flew, walked, and swam on earth. Deer ate the grasses and flowers from meadows. Fish jumped. Eagles and hawks circled high above the earth. Each of Earth's creatures was given some of the Creator's power and some of the Creator's nature. Last, humankind was created in all shapes, sizes, colors, languages, and ways of living. Humans were given several gifts not given to the plants or animals. The first was the ability to dream. When humans were given the gift of dreaming, we're also given the ability to create and invent things and to find ways to make our dreams come true. Then we were given a special gift. Each and every one of us was given some of the mystery, some of the Creator. The parts of each of us that come directly from the Creator are the values of the good path. Each of us was born with these values already in our hearts. These values include honor the Creator, honor elders, honor women, honor our elder brothers, the plant and the animal beings. Be peaceful. Be kind to everyone, even those whom we disagree. Be moderate in our thoughts, words, and deeds. Be courageous. Keep our promises. The Ojibwe call living these ways the good path. Then the Creator made the laws to govern all creation, so there would be harmony among all things, creatures, and humankind. And each law was formed into a great circle. The Creator made the galaxies rotate in circles and clustered them so they would circle around each other. Stars circled the galaxies, planets circled the stars, and moons circled the planets. The wind circles the earth. Fire gives light to create life and takes life as well. Rocks become sand or melt in heat, and then mold back into rock, only to become sand again. All creatures experience birth, growth, death, and rebirth. This is the great circle of things. The Creator's vision came true. The Flood. For a long time, there was harmony on Earth. People got along and helped each other. Children respected their parents. Marriages were strong between husbands and wives. Elders were respected. The people cared for the Earth and all the animals and plant beings. Lakes and rivers were clear and unpolluted. In turn, the Earth gave its bounty back to humankind. People always had enough food. Animals offered themselves freely to humans for food, and the Earth grew all the vegetables the people needed. Then something happened. People began arguing. Families were torn apart in these arguments. Neighbors fought against neighbors, villages against villages, and nations against nations. People began killing animals for no purpose other than to kill. Crops failed. Drought and storms came. The Creator was sad at seeing these things and waited a long time for them to change for the better. But things only got worse. The Creator decided the only way to rid the earth of all the evil was to purify it. And it decided to do it with a great flood. It began to rain and didn't end. Villages were flooded. The people went into safety of the hills, but soon the water rose above the hills. The people went into the safety of the mountains, but soon the water rose above the mountains. The animals also sought safety, but they had to swim to stay alive. Even the birds had no place to land. It was at this point that Wanabuzu came along. Wanabuzu was half human, half spirit. He would become a great teacher of the Ojibwe people. He, too, was trying to save himself, and he climbed into a giant log to keep from drowning. Animals of all kinds joined him on the log. Cranes, raccoons, rabbits, foxes, and badgers. Birds of all kinds circled above on the log. Gulls, hawks, eagles, robins, and jays. The swimming creatures came to the log as well. Beavers, muskrats, fishes, and turtles. When the swimming creatures became tired, they would rest on the log and then re-enter the water. Birds would do the same, taking turns resting on the log and then flying until it was their turn to rest again. In this way, the animals saved themselves. Finally, Wanabuzu told the animals that he would try to swim to the bottom of the water and find some land. So Wanabuzu dived in and disappeared into the water. He was gone a long time and the animals feared he had drowned. Finally, he came to the surface. At first, he was so out of breath he couldn't speak. When he could speak, he told the animals he did not have the strength to reach the bottom. The water was too deep. The animals sat in silence for a long time, wondering what they would do. "I'll try to get some earth," said Loon. It dived in and disappeared into the water. It was gone a long time. When it finally surfaced, Loon had no earth. "There is no bottom," it said. Next to try were Helldiver, a grebe, a diving bird, and then Mink, Otter, and Turtle. All failed. Finally, Muskrat said it would try. All the animals laughed. If they couldn't make it, how could this lowly muskrat do it? But down into the water went Muskrat, and it was gone for a very long time. Finally, Muskrat's body floated to the surface. Everywhere, a mourning song was heard. When Wanabuzu held the body of the muskrat in his hand, he noticed that Muskrat tightly grasped a small ball of earth. Muskrat had sacrificed himself so they could be saved. Wanabuzu took the ball of earth from Muskrat's paw. Then Turtle swam forward and offered its shell to hold the earth. And the four winds blew in all directions and scattered the earth. The earth grew into a large island, and the animals and people had a new earth upon which to start over. a great celebration took place, and all gave thanks and honored the Creator. And this is why the Ojibwe call this special place on which we live Turtle Island.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.